Well, if you're like me, you started watching the Oscars last night, then it got late and you had to go to bed and you missed the end, and you woke up and you found out that The Shape of Water won Best Picture. But you're probably wondering, who won the jet ski? That's the big question. Jason Nathanson from ABC News was there and has everything Oscar-related. Jason, good morning.
I'm here with those answers, and I will tell you that Mark Bridges won the jet ski. And you're like, who? Who's Mark Bridges?
Yeah.
Well, he's the costume designer for Phantom Thread. And he came out on the jet ski in the end with Helen Mirren. I think they were both sitting on it.
Right.
And he's the big winner. He gets to go to Havasu as well. So good for him.
That was
Mark Bridges.
That was a clever way to address the fact that the Oscars really is a long show.
It didn't help. it didn't speed things up, which was hopefully the intention of the underlying joke. You know, there's always truth in jokes, right?
Yeah.
But Gary Oldman's speech was like 3 minutes long, so he was not winning a jet ski anytime in for sure. But, it was one of the funniest running gags of the Oscars in a night where, you know, there wasn't a whole lot that popped. It's not like this morning. It's not like last year where we're, you know, talking about the envelope thing.
And, yeah.
And stuff like that. There's not a whole lot out of last night's Oscars where you're like, that was the one moment.
Well, you know, that was kind of my takeaway as well in what I saw of it anyway. And I watched the first couple of hours of it. How political did it get last night?
Not too political. I think, I've been talking to a lot of people around the country over the past few months when it comes to award season, things like that. And a lot of people, they conflate politics with Me Too and Time's Up. And I would say those two are different. So if you're asking how political did it get, how much, you know, about the president was there, there were a couple comments here and there. Common, when he was singing their best song, he talked about immigration and people coming together and things like that. But in terms of actual politics and shots at Trump, not a whole lot of that.
All right. Well, what was the overall, you know, when you talk about the film that got the most awards, what was it?
It was Shape of Water. Yeah. It was had 4 awards in total, including Best Picture, which, you know, we didn't going into the night, we didn't really know what was going to win. Which it's one of those years where there wasn't a real clear front runner. 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri had won the most of the big awards going into the night, so it had a slight edge. But Shape of Water was right in there, so it was kind of a toss-up between the two of them. I was hoping for maybe a little more of a spoiler, maybe with Get Out or some of the other. I really liked The Post, too, which didn't get a whole lot of attention.
No, it didn't.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
No, I was just agreeing with you. The Post seemed to be kind of shut out.
Yeah, which was strange to me because it was one of those movies that seemed built for Oscar with Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, directed by Steven Spielberg, about the power of journalism in this day and age where journalism, you know, seemingly under attack. I thought that movie would do a lot better than it did, but in the end, no Oscar wins for it.
Now, a good show, and no scandals with the wrong envelope or anything like that this year. So
no wrong envelope scandals. No, that's for sure.
Good stuff. Jason, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
All right, take care.
Take care.